Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Here is Jerry. She wants to be on the voice disguiser. This can happen. You can accidentally start dating a married guy. That's not so uncommon, you know?
If he doesn't tell you he's married.
If he doesn't tell you, and there are certain ways you can hide that for a certain amount of time. We've talked to some Burt Show listeners that were in relationships with dudes for like a year and a half, 2 years, and he was so crafty about it that they didn't know. And Melissa's never really quite bought that.
No, I get where you could definitely get with a guy who is married and doesn't tell you. But to be in a relationship that long with them, I don't know.
Well, there are a couple of levels to this that Jerry's going to tell you about. First, she didn't know he was married when they started dating. Hey, Jerry, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay. So you are dating, this guy's a public figure, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so is it a name that we would all immediately know?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, why don't you just give us the history, where you guys met, how you accidentally started dating a married guy, and where it stands right now, and then just tell us why you're calling today.
We had a career day on my senior year in high school, and he came in because he's also a lawyer, and I really got his information because at that time I was interested in law school, and it just kind of went from there.
Okay, let me pause for just 1 second. You said you met him for the very first time at career day in high school?
That's good.
That's a little creepy.
That's a creepy story to tell your kids someday.
And how old is he?
He's 40 this year.
He's 40 this year? And,
and how
long
are you?
How long ago was that? Yeah.
I'm 22. That was 5 years ago.
Okay. Five. It's how long ago?
Five.
So 17 and 35.
Okay.
Wow. Whoa. So you started dating this guy when you were 17 years old and he's 35?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Right. Well, we're saying wow, and we think that that's far more his fault than it is yours.
Yeah, I don't put this on.
Because when you're 17 years old, the allure of an older man who makes money is looking a lot better than your, you know, classmate who's 18 working at Subway and playing Xbox.
But it definitely, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But this will definitely factor into, you know, what are the conclusion I think should be.
Yeah, let's hear the entire story before you ask for advice. So you start dating 5 years ago when you're 17. How long were you dating when you found out that he was married?
I found out last summer.
So you went four years? You were hanging out with this dude for 4 years?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Did you ever go to his house?
No. I mean, I wasn't on campus, so I didn't. He would come to me.
So you were in college and dating him and didn't think anything about. It was just casual dating?
It got pretty serious before I found out.
And in 4 years, I can't get off this point. In 4 years, you never thought it was strange that he never asked you over to his house?
Not really, because I wasn't in the city and he lived in the city, so I didn't really make a big deal out of it.
So he would come to your dorm and see you, or did you live in an apartment?
I live in an apartment.
Okay, so he would come to your apartment only. And did he ever meet your family?
No.
Why not?
My parents don't know that I'm not having sex.
What?
Wait, what?
I don't. Huh?
You're going to have to speak up a little bit.
Yeah, I couldn't understand
I'm sorry. My parents don't know that I'm not a virgin, so I don't really introduce boyfriends.
This guy's a public figure also, so he must have been always sort of looking over his shoulder then. If you guys were out in public, would you go to restaurants and stuff together?
We did, like, all the dating stuff. It wasn't awkward. He didn't, like, sneak around or hide.
It's probably because his thinking is probably like, if people see me in public, it's no big deal. I'm 40 years old. Nobody's going to think that I'm hanging out with an 18-year-old.
They're going to think that that's your daughter.
Your daughter or something. Okay. Wow.
Did he ever give you restrictions on when you could call him or text him?
No.
So he probably had a different phone.
Probably.
Or might still. Well, she's still dating this dude.
So you guys are still together?
Yeah.
How did you find out he was married?
I went to his office. Like, I knew he had kids, like he told me. But I went to his office to get something from him, and his personal assistant was talking about his wife.
Oh, that must have been fun.
His personal assistant started talking to you about his wife, or she just started conversation with somebody else that you overheard?
She was talking to him about his wife.
To him about his wife. Did she know that, or the he or she know that you were in earshot?
Yeah, but like she didn't know that I was dating him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would have loved to seen the look on his face mm-hmm. as the assistant kept saying, so anyways, I made the reservations for your anniversary next month, but don't forget, you're going with your wife to your cousin's wedding on Thursday, so you're going to have to, and he's just like,
I bet the personal assistant knows.
Yes, absolutely, the
personal assistants know everything.
They know as much as their boss.
And I'm wondering if she was just like living with this guilt, and maybe she accidentally brought up the wife's name while you were there.
Absolutely.
But I mean, also, I want to think of it from Jerry's standpoint also here, too, is that she's dating this guy for 4 years, naive or not. She's dating a guy for 4 years, and she finds out this way that he's married. So that's got to be pretty shocking.
What'd you do in that moment? What did you do?
I didn't really say anything.
You didn't confront him or anything?
No, not at that point, because, I mean, it was at his job, and that would have been kind of trashy, so...
So when did you bring it up to him?
That would have been the trashy thing.
That weekend, I talked to him about it. And at that point, he said that they were separated anyway and that I didn't really need to worry about it.
So
that kind of thing.
So he's claiming they're separated now. And that was how long ago?
That was a year ago.
A year ago. And they haven't finalized a divorce, but they've been separated for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. And you've seen him in that year of time also.
And have you been to his house in that year of time?
Yes.
So he really isn't living with her anymore?
Honestly, I don't know. Because when I went there, it wasn't, like, in his bedroom. So
there wasn't any what?
They could very well still be living together.
I didn't understand.
You didn't go in the bedroom.
There wasn't any what? Anybody here understand that or no?
She said she didn't go in his bedroom.
Oh.
So there are no pictures up or anything like that?
No. Like pictures of kids, no.
Is this a guy that's pretty wealthy?
Yeah.
Is he a politician?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly. Right. So is it possible that this guy makes so much money that he has like a condo or an apartment that his wife doesn't even know about?
I'm sure she would know.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily.
I'm not so sure she's sure. So what's your question for the Burt Show community today then?
Okay, so lately, because about a month ago, I asked him again about the whole marriage situation, because I'm feeling kind of restless, and he was like, oh, yeah, we're definitely getting divorced, and then he started on this whole, you know, when we get married, and our kids will be, and just weirdness, and I didn't like it, because I'm 22, and I don't really want to get married enough, so...
I can't understand a word she's saying.
Yeah, I don't know if it's your phone or if it's the voice disguiser, but yeah, it's really tough to understand what you're saying. Can you speak up just a little bit more for us? Don't be sheepish because nobody can make out your voice. It's fine.
Okay, well, he doesn't. He's hinting towards marriage, like he's making it really big, and I don't really want to go that far.
Nice. So you're not ready for marriage. Well, he's obviously not ready for marriage because he's not divorced yet. So, is your question like, is he serious? I mean, what are you looking for?
I feel trapped. But as far as what he's explaining to me, like, he's really hurting and he needs support. And I don't want to, like, walk away from him when he's in pain, I guess.
Give me a break.
So, you don't want to break it off? You don't want to break it off with him because you don't want to hurt him. Is that what you're saying?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, he's in pain right now. Yeah, right.
I think he's going to be okay.
And my gosh. You're just in love with him and you don't want to leave him. You could say that and I'll buy it, but you don't want to leave because he's in pain? But come on.
Are you looking for some tough love this morning? Because I think we can give that to you if that's what you're looking for.
I see. I feel bad, but I don't want to.
Do you want tough love?
You feel bad about what?
I don't want to, like, stay with him because he lied. sex life for a really long time, but at the same time, I don't want to, like, just walk away.
He's married. Walk away.
He's been lying to you for 4 years.
Exactly.
And you really want to be hanging out with a dude that's capable of dating a 17-year-old when he's 35 years old?
He's not getting
a divorce. That's like a character issue for me.
He's just not getting a divorce.
And he's probably not even getting a divorce.
Probably.
He's not.
The thing is, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? And I'm so sorry, but you're getting on my nerves. Because number one, that you're being, like, if you're in a relationship, you should be proud. You should be speaking up. You should be a strong woman. And you're wimpy and you're coming across, we can't understand what you're saying. And you're mumbling because you're not proud to be in this relationship. He is married. He's got kids. He's been lying to you. He's a politician. If you want to be a public figure, stay with him. Because once this affair comes public, then you're going to be in the paper, okay? So he has no intention of marrying you. He's been putting you off. He is not separated. He is still married, and he is lying to you, and you need to be with somebody your own age and be able to be proud in your relationship. Just period. Like, it's not probably, he's not hurting, he's manipulating you, and he's lied to you. And he, if he's a politician, then he's good at it.
Is the truth that, Jerry, that, I mean, I'm assuming he's paying for a whole bunch of things for you, and all that goes away if you guys break up? Is that part of the reason why you want to stay in this relationship?
No.
Was that yes or no?
That was no. That's what I'm saying. Like, stand up and speak up.
Literally.
You are like
if you could literally speak up, that would be helpful.
Here's Trevor. Good morning, Trevor. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. What in the world? This woman, it may not have been creepy when she was 17, but it's creepy now. How can she not realize that?
Yeah, what's the real reason why you're sticking it out with this guy? Forget about I don't want him to hurt or whatever. What's the real reason why you're staying with him?
Honestly, I don't know.
So you want to bail?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know why you are, why you won't?
Pretty much, yeah.
What makes you stay?
Wow.
Really, what makes you stay?
I've just been with him for so long.
You've just been with him for so long?
Was he your first?
No.
Here's Deanna. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. Okay. You're being retarded. I'm sorry, but they never leave their wife, and you say you don't want to hurt him and leave him, but you're sitting here, you're hurting his wife. I mean, she's like sitting here being a hog, saying she's all loved with her husband, and he's with you. I mean, aren't you afraid of that? Aren't you hurt by that?
I think you got to remember what Melissa said, too. I mean, eventually this is going to get exposed. He's going to lose his job. I mean, and then they're going to do some research, and they're going to find out he started dating you when he was... Not only is he having an affair, but he had an affair with a 17-year-old.
That he met on career day. Honey, you are tabloid worthy.
Jerry, you know what to do here. Your heart is telling you, just do it. Just cut the ties. This is not going to end well.
Or just go have dinner with your parents and tell them. They'll fix it.
Right.
Bet they will.
All right, Jerry, we're going to move on. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Bye-bye. She knows what to do. Totally knows what to do there. That's so icky. 17 and 35?
Now I want to know who he is.
I think Melissa's right. I think he's manipulated her so much and for so long that her mind is just twisted. She can't see the situation clearly because he's been feeding her with so much crap for so long that he cares about her and loves her, and he's going to eventually leave his wife. And she's in love with him, so she's bought that whole line of BS.
And any other woman out there, you don't have to be 17, 24, whatever. Yeah. And he doesn't have to be 35 and 40, whatever. Mm-mm. If he is married and he's telling you he's leaving his wife and he hasn't, get out of it. Don't be the mistress, because that's all you are.
He's just having sex with you.
Absolutely.
Which is icky also, 35 and 17. Oh, I have a feeling that at the end of the day today that somebody in his office will tell him today that there was a conversation on the radio this morning that was outlandish. I'm not saying it's you, but I am saying you should have heard, you know, the radio station earlier this morning, and I bet he breaks it off with her.
The sad thing is,
this is too close to home now.
How many people are going to get that call today?
How many politicians
will get that same call today?
You're on The Burt Show.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps.
You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.